CJSW.
When the shadow of the tombstone is the last thing you remember, you know you've arrived.
I hear a diamond, for it's made. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all.
Good evening. Welcome to Tombstone After Dark. I'm Darren. Glad you're able to join me tonight. We ended off with the Sons of the Pioneers from their Cool Water and 17 Timeless Western Favorites and the track Riding Down the Canyon. And we started off with the Riders in the Sky from their Weeds and Water recording. And the track you heard was Singing a Song to the Sky. Ranger Doug is the leader of the Riders in the Sky. And he's also the host of the Classic Cowboy Corral, which is heard weekends on the satellite radio, Sirius XM, on Willie's Roadhouse. And if you're a fan of the Singing Cowboys, the very, very early Singing Cowboys, it behooves you to have a listen. It's a very enjoyable show from Ranger Doug and his Classic Cowboy Corral. Got a good show for you tonight. We're going to hear from Glenn Campbell is going to make an appearance, as well as some brand new stuff from Sarah Shook, Robbie Fulks, a couple of Texas boys, Rodney Crowell and Guy Clark, latest from Corb Lund. We're also going to pay tribute to Dwayne Eddy, an amazing guitarist who passed away last week. We'll start off the next set with another track off Willie's latest, The Border, and this is Made in Texas, here on CJSW 90.9 FM.
My daddy's old car. I was born beneath that old North Star. I hit the ground picking this old guitar. I was made in Texas, like Bob Wills saw it on San Antonio Rose. Dance hall rhythms all in my soul. Tell everybody everywhere I go that I was made in Texas. In Lone Star beer and Stetson hats, and in Ernest Tubb we trust. You can always tell a Texan. Oh, but you can't tell him much. It's the biggest little place in the USA. Everybody knows I'm here to stay. It's home sweet home, and I'm proud to say that I was made in Texas. And hats and the Ernest Tubb we trust. You can always tell a Texan, oh, but you can't tell him much. It's the biggest little place in the USA. Everybody knows I'm here to stay. It's home sweet home, and I'm proud to say that I'm made in Texas.
they're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cry. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Slowly fading out of sight.
Merle Haggard and a song, well, actually the album, Okie from Muskogee, that particular song, Silver Wings, came from that album. Was number one this week in the Billboard Top whatever charts back in 1970. A great album, the Okie from Muskogee. Prior to that, we had Willie Nelson, Made in Texas, from the upcoming album, The Border. All right, coming up in this set, we're going to hear from Hillary Gardner. We premiered one of her songs a couple of weeks ago. And Glenn Campbell, we're going to hear something off him. And we'll start off the set with Victoria Liedtke and Jason Ringenberg. And Jason is formerly of the great Nashville band, the Jason and the Scorchers, and did quite a few years as a solo artist. And now he's hooked up with Victoria from an album called More Than Words Can Tell. And this is the first track off that album called Life Rides a Train here on CJSW 90.9 FM.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Jamestown Ferry, it's not a hot day in January. piece of gold was all he carried.
It's twilight on the train, and I jog along. The world is like a dream, and the ripple of the stream is my song. When it's twilight on the train, and I rest once more, my ceiling is the sky, and the grass on which I lie is my floor. It's twilight on the train, and my voice is still. Please plant this heart of mine underneath the lonesome pine on the hill.
Jazz singers from New York City can put out some pretty good traditional cowboy music. Hillary Gardner from her latest On the Trail with the Lonesome Pines, and the track you heard was Twilight on the Trail. Tanya Tucker, going back to the Delta Dawn record, 1972, Jamestown Ferry. Glen Campbell, Gentle on My Mind, and that was about a 67 release. You also probably heard a little bit of Robbie Foulkes. He jumped the starting gate, and he's coming up. Started off with Victoria Liedtke and Jason Ringenberg from their latest Life Rides a Train. I'm Darren, and this is Tombstone After Dark. One of the most influential guitarists, be it rock, pop, surf, passed away last April 30th, Duane Eddy, the fellow that not only was wrote songs that you probably recognize, such as we're going to play coming up here, Honky Tonk and Rebel Rouser, but he also veered off into the soundtrack world, and for instance, the song to the motion picture Peter Gunn, and the series, the Western series, Have Gun Will Travel, The Ballad of Paladin. So he was an amazing influence on a lot of artists, especially sort of in the country twang and surf world. So again, let's have a little listen to Duane Eddy. We are going to start off with, I believe, yeah, we're going to start off with a 1965 song that he recorded for an album called Twang and the Golden Hits. And this is the song called Honky Tonk here on CJSW.
Thank you.
1958, Duane Eddy and Rebel Rouser from aptly titled album Have Twangy Guitar Will Travel, and from 1965, Honky Tonk from Twangin' the Golden Hits. Duane Eddy passed away last week, April 30th, at the age of 86. All right, coming up in this set, we are going to hear from Guy Clark, Rodney Crowell, teaming up with Steve Earle. We're going to start off with something from Corblund's latest, El Viejo, and this is the track It Takes Practice.
It takes practice. I'm sure you'll understand. It takes practice. Like any other plan, it takes practice. Yeah, to be this bad a man, it takes practice. Start with half an hour a day, with discipline and care. Step by step and steady is the way. Don't be overwhelmed by all there is for you to learn. Just look for small improvements day by day. Eventually, with patience, all the callousness will come. You'll hurt at first, but then it goes away. It takes practice. Well, I'm sure you'll understand. It takes practice. Like any other plan, it takes practice. Yeah, to be this bad a man, it takes practice. Well, it's truly just a skill that nearly anyone can learn. All it takes is slow and focused work. I'm a prime example of just putting in the hours. I wasn't always near this big a jerk. Soon the ghastly things that you have done will not surprise you, nor will it when you get your just dessert. It takes practice. It takes practice. It takes practice. It takes practice. I'm sure you'll understand it takes practice. Like any other plan, it takes practice. Yeah, to be this bad a man.
In the 1950s, Brown and Reed was the largest construction company in the world. A lot of poor sharecrop farm people running from the Great Depression got common labor jobs working for Brown and Reed. In the 1960s, Brown and Reed diversified and built all of the infrastructure for the Vietnam War. You don't hear about Brown and Reed anymore because they got bought out by a bigger company called Halliburton.
For the county highway crew, I'm the middle boy from a family of 10, and 4 sons of bitches were we. Pa was mean when he drank, and he always drank, and he never said 3 words to me.
By a pawn shop in an older part of town, something caught my eye, and I stopped and turned around. I stepped inside, and there I spied, in the middle of it all, was a beat-up old guitar hanging on the wall. "What do you want for that piece of junk?" I asked the old man. He just smiled and took it down, and he put it in my hand. Said, "You tell me what it's worth. You're the one who wants it. Turn it up, play a song, and let's just see what haunts it." So I hit a couple of chords in my old country way of strumming. And then my fingers turned to lightning, man, I never heard it come. It was like I always knew, I just don't know where I learned it. It wasn't nothing but the truth, so I just reared back and burned it. Nothing I couldn't pick. Up and down the neck, man, I never missed a lick. The guitar almost played itself, and there was nothing I could do. It was getting hard to tell just who was playing who. When I finally put it down, I couldn't catch my breath. My hands were shaking and I was scared to death. The old man finally got up and said, "Where in the hell you been? I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in." And then he took down an old dusty case and said, "Go on, pack it up. You don't owe me nothing." And then he said, "Good luck." There was something spooky in his voice and something strange on his face. And when he shut the lid, I saw my name was on the case.
In 2009, Guy Clark from the album Some Days the Song Writes You, and that was the track The Guitar. Rodney Crowell and Steve Earle from Rodney's album Texas, Brown and Root, and Corblund from El Viejo, It Takes Practice, started this set off. All right, coming up, we're going to try and fit in something from Robbie Foulkes' Georgia Hard, and we'll start off with the latest from Sarah Shook and The Disarmer. Revelations is the title of their recording, and this is the track called Backsliders here on CJSW 90.9 FM.
Been doing fine, keeping my distance, holding my own. But if we got anything in common, it's that we can't. Like an apple.
CJSW has just released a brand new hoodie to our online store. How does it look? Well, it's best experienced visually. Head to cjsw.com/store to take a look and start dressing in style.
Well, it's finally happened. You pushed me to the brink, and now I can't go on. Soon the cold arms of night shall embrace my body, leaving behind only a memory and these last words to you. Goodbye, cruel girl. And don't forget to hurt. These boots of mine are about to hit the dirt.
Slip the hook and get a look at some bigger fish downtown. Hey, it's a wide blue sea of neon and I'm made to drown. So goodbye, cruel girl. Don't forget to hurt. These boots of mine are about to hit the dirt. And I know I'm bound for a better world. So hello, Salt Town City Lights. Goodbye, cruel girl.
Robbie Foulkes from his album, Georgia Heart and Goodbye, Cruel Girl. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers from their latest revelations, Backsliders. That's it. A quick hour of power. Thanks very much for tuning in. I'm Darren. It's Tombstone After Dark. Carrie, I hope, will be back from her California gold digging expedition next week to entertain y'all. We're going to end off with a band that used to entertain Thursday, Friday, Saturdays at the National Hotel. So now if you're ever wandering around Inglewood nowadays, it's very nice. There's lots of restaurants and fancy bars, microbrews. Back in the 80s, not so much, but the National Hotel aimed to please. And this was one of the best bands out of Edmonton that ever graced that tiny little stage. From their second album, The Battle Hymn of the Apartment, 1987, Jerry and the Sons of the Rhythm Orchestra, As We Go Out in the Hands of the Lord. CJSW 90.9 FM.
I woke up in a hotel called The Last Chance. Church bells ringing, hung over from the previous decade. Well, it's true that money talks. When mine spoke, it said, buy me a drink. I found a Bible in a drawer.
nothing to hold on to. There's only so far a man can sink with a monkey on his back making the choices. My soul grew twisted and cold like a tree in a petrified forest. I had to learn to trust again, to believe in something bigger than this. Well, there's a way off the down ramp to hell. You turn around, you be someone better. You gotta learn to believe. I'm
putting my faith,
I'm putting my faith
in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm
putting my love in the hands of my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. I'm giving myself to my Lord.
Give me, Lord.
'Cause in these troubled times, a cat needs something. Something to hold on to.
You're listening to CJSW Originals. For more spoken word and talk show content, go to cjsw.com and